And Paul Bongiorno joins us in our Parliament House studios, and we'll keep discussing this fallout from the Brandis Gleeson affair. Paul, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Paul, no political winners from this, I don't think. I mean, Labor is now being suggested it should accept some of the blame for Justin Gleeson's decision to quit, the first Solicitor General in 100 years to resign. So the government's already sort of copped a whack over this. What do you think?
Well, look, I think it's wrong to put it in terms or in the frame of political winners or losers. I think, frankly, the issue was too important to put it in that narrow framing. It's certainly the framing of Ian MacDonald and George Brandis that saw Justin Gleeson's unhappiness only in terms of partisan Labor politics. It's much more fundamental than that. The first Solicitor General in 100 years quits because his position was being compromised by an uncompromising partisan government.
So it doesn't look like Labor will get the Attorney General's scalp. I think that's gone, but it will certainly get that disallowance motion. And Labor now wants to try and change the processes around this. Again, is this overkill? I mean, for 100 years, it's worked. It hasn't worked once.
Well, look, there's a couple of suggestions on how we should select independent statutory officers. I noticed that Nick Xenophon wants a joint committee of the parliament to do it with, resonances of what happens, I guess, in Washington. That then can become highly politicised, and it could be that we don't get anyone appointed because they're fighting over it for 3 years and then there's another election. I think the fact that people are coming up with other suggestions shows that not only the Labor Party but others have grave reservations that George Brandis will bring to the appointment of the next Solicitor General the impartiality and the good judgments that's needed.
And Paul, just finally, Malcolm Turnbull made a big pitch for coal in sort of coal's future in our energy mix yesterday, which sounded very familiar to me.
Well, the idea of curtailing the ability of anybody to challenge decisions, environmental decisions in the court was raised last year by in 2015 by Prime Minister Abbott, and it's the same arguments that are now being put forward by Prime Minister Turnbull. And your very good interview yesterday with Jeff Cousins pointed out that there aren't. The lawfare isn't as intense as the government is making out, and as you've just heard from Tony Burke, a view shared by many in the community, not just the Labor Party or the Greens, but environmentalists and others that are concerned about our environment, that surely there needs to be, and John Howard saw that there was, a right for everybody in Australia and basically on the planet, but certainly in Australia, to be concerned about the future, for example, of the Barrier Reef. So okay. I think this is misjudged and a poor look.
Paul Bongiorno, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran. Goodbye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor to the 10 Network.